Blog Talk Radio.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1716 cities through 1818. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good News, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am having an awesome day. I know you are as well. We need to realize that we need to just, I know I say that all the time. We have to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. You know, everything happens for a reason. I know it's hard to believe that, but everything happens for a reason. If you look back over your life, like the old people say, you will realize that it's all is well, that things are much better than we think. You know, we have to encourage each other, encourage everybody. I mean, you know, you don't want me to talk about my squirrel, but I love my squirrel Faith. But Faith has shown me that I need to rise early in the morning and have peace and have meditation and appreciate when the sun goes up and the sun goes down. That means we actually have a purpose. We actually have a calling. We actually have a reason that we're on the earth right now. And we need to embrace that and count it all joy. We actually, you know what we do here at Good Deeds. We actually support, promote, and we actually share the message of others to the world. We do that through so many ways. You know, we do it through radio, television, through teleconferences, through webinars. We do it through so many events. And, you know, we're coming up with the awesome Passion and Purpose teleconference that's coming up the second week in January. We actually having another spiritual-based teleconference that's coming up as we rise in the third week in January. But, you know, go to our website, go to our social media information to find that all out. But what I want to do is we want to dive right on in. We have an awesome, awesome young lady here with us. She has a lot of things that she has been entrusted to do. She's a CEO. She's an advocate. She's an advisor. She's a liaison. She's a public speaker. She's a community leader. She's a counselor. The most important thing that I should have said at first, she actually is a woman of God. She is actually respectful to her calling. She knows what her purpose is, and she actually is helping other people, but, you know, gain awareness that they can actually, with, you know, from bullying, from human awareness of domestic violence. And, you know, we need to actually talk about suicide awareness as well. We actually have the awesome, awesome young lady, Shavonna Johnson, here with us. And we want to welcome her to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Sunday. How are you?
All right. She is so awesome, you guys. She's an awesome young lady. We welcome you. You know, we don't take it for granted for you actually hanging out with us here at Good Deeds, and we thank you so much for your time.
It's an honor to be here, and I want to thank you, Dr. Sunday, and giving all honor to God and to you and your platform and all that you do. We just want to take the time to thank you for being that leader and that character for us to structure. So I just thank you for allowing me to be here and just all that you do as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Well, you know, I just touched the surface. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, my name is Shavonna Johnson. I live in Long Island, New York. I live with my husband of 30 years. We met in college. We have two awesome, handsome young men, 26 and 23, and I'm just blessed. I've been in healthcare administration for over 20 years. I had two car accidents. The second car accident kind of landed me home. So now, for the last 8 years, I'm the CEO of YRAP. I mentor young women here in the Long Island area. We also have the Whitney Johnson Foundation. It's a 501c3, and we provide academic services to the kids. We provide mentoring and tutoring. We also empower them to touch the vision within themselves. We go after struggling academic students to help them to find and develop that vision, the purpose, the passion, the drive that is in them, that has been as a gift and a talent to them, that they cultivate themselves so that they will be the next world changers of the world. We've been doing that now for almost the last 8 years. We just recently took up the vision that I've had for a while, for the last 3 years. We just launched our All About Us Youth magazine, and I'm very, very, very excited about that. It finally came to fruition this past July. It is a kingdom-minded parent-teen magazine. We cover all issues. We keep it real, keep it moving. That was launched actually in June, the week before my birthday. And as we launched the magazine, 2 days later, we were offered a television show. It's called All About Us Teen Talk TV, and that comes on every Thursday at 4 p.m. And then a day after that, we got a television show, a radio show. It's called All About Us Teen Talk Radio. That comes on every Friday at 9 a.m. And we are here recently. We will be going into primetime evening on Source Radio Network from 8 to 9 p.m. We're going to be doing All About Us Parent Talk Radio. So we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on to reach out to our youth, as well as reach out to the parents and reach out to the community.
Well, that is amazing. It's amazing. You know, the thing about it that people, and I have to say this, you know, when you actually have been entrusted with one thing, other doors will be open. You know how some people say that when one door closes, another open. I really believe, and I have evidence in my life, when one door closes, several other open. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I totally agree. But we have to, you know, I have to remind myself that I am a vessel, and that this vessel is, I'm an earthly vessel right now, but I was a heavenly vessel, but I'm instilled in an earthly vessel. But still, we have to be reminded daily that, you know, God has given us that drive and that it is for the kingdom. So that's what drives me, is the kingdom purpose.
That's powerful. I want to dive a little bit because I think, you know, I can talk transparent in my audience. They know I'm very transparent. I had some trouble growing up, not because, you know, I'll be candid, you know, people, I grew up in poverty.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Joanne is spreading the holiday cheer with our weekend sale going on now. Enjoy savings throughout the store, including 60% off entire stock Christmas decor, trimetry, and floral, 50% off anti-pill fleece prints and solids, and 50% off frames. Plus, get 30% off holiday food crafting supplies. Save even more with coupons up to 60% off. Exclusions apply. Get them at joann.com. It's the Joann Weekend Sale going on now, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out with us. We just love you, love you, love you. You know what we do here at Good Deeds. Our whole goal is to promote and showcase other people's, their visions, their dreams, the reason that they wake up at night and say, oh, I need to do this, their passion, of course, and their purpose in life. We just love to do that through several platforms, of course, through the radio and the television, through telesummit, webinars, live events, and just whatever we are called to do that helps other people get their story out to the world so they can impact other people's lives, that they can be educated, motivated, and inspired, that they can make a wise decision. You know, we have started an awesome year. You know, we just love 2015. We just know that this is the year of manifestation. This is the year we got to get it right this year, okay? We know that we are the righteousness of God. We know that we have been graced to do what we're here for. You're still here in the earth for a reason. you know, the thing that we have to, my pastor always said, he said it Sunday, I got to say it, that we got to be trusted with the little. And we, you know, we don't think money is the little. We, the unfortunate, make money not a good thing. Sometimes we, then just don't put it out there, we worship money and we shouldn't. We don't do things wisely. We make decisions on our emotions when it comes to money. You know, we got to do things right in regards to the things we even, what we call the basic necessities of life. You know, they really are not. It's what you want. But we have to have the right decisions of how we do our money. You know, our money has to be based on the right things that we do in life. And we just wanted to start it off with a bang. We wanted to make sure we have a financial guru here with us because we need to know the spiritual things. And then that'll go into our physical, right? We need to know what we need to do with our money because our mind a lot of times is not focused on the right things or what we need to do with our money. And then if we don't do it right, guess what? The people around us are going to be influenced by what we do, and, of course, our children will fall in the same thing we're doing. And this, we have an awesome, awesome young lady here. She has a wonderful spirit. She actually, she's a beautiful young lady, actually, also. And she's the CEO of the Winford Financial Group. And okay, so you know she's going to bring it. I mean, she actually, she's going to talk more about it, but I'm going to just spill the bean a little bit, that she helped a ministry or company decrease and eliminate a $10 million deficit. So she knows the practical, of course, and the spiritual things we need to do to make it happen in regards of our money that we can actually enjoy life. We want to welcome, welcome, welcome the financial guru, Sandra Winford, to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
Well, welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to be with everyone today, this evening.
Well, I'm just glad you're here. But let's just start it off because, you know, I have my pen and paper. Whenever you talk, I you know, like they always say, and I do listen. E.F. Hudson, I think that. But, you know, we have to have
exactly.
The right things, you know, our mind right. When it comes to money, oh, my God. But let's dive right in. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, just the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Yes. Well, my name is Sandra Winford, and as she says, I am the CEO of Winford Financial, where our purpose is to help people reach their financial destinies. Too many people have financial dreams that are unfulfilled. Because, you know, the finances are wrecked, they're living from paycheck to paycheck, and they don't know how to get out. And I feel like the purpose that God has given me is to help individuals to reach their financial destiny. And I come from a creative perspective. I'm not your normal financial planner that's, you know, strict and here's the guidelines, but I believe in making a custom spending plan for you based upon your lifestyle, because I believe that people don't keep their spending plan or their budget because it's so restrictive and it's not made specifically for them. So through my financial group, I believe in customized, tailored spending plan specifically for you. So in my workshops, I give general information, but then, you know, there are specific things that you need to do for your life, for your lifestyle, because everybody is different. So we can't put everybody into one category and think that that's going to fit all. You need something specifically for you based upon how you spend money. Some people say don't carry cash. Some say carry cash. Well, my thing is, are you the type of person that carry cash and then you spend it and don't know what happened to it? If you're that type of person, then I say don't carry cash. But then some people say they know that when the cash is gone, that they can't spend anymore, so that works for them. So you got to find what works for you. And that's my job, help you to find out what works for you. My background is I've been a senior financial analyst for numerous Fortune 100 companies, and as a financial analyst, I always analyze stuff, and so I'm very analytical. So I help analyze your spending plan, areas where you can cut, areas where you can make a change, make a difference. Then I work for my ministry as director of finance and ultimately CFO. After helping them overcome a $10 million deficit in a little over a year and a half. And I have to give God all the glory for that, because that wasn't me, that was him. I was just a vessel that he used, and I feel like I'm the vessel also that God will use to help you if the Lord is leading you to come and connect with me and some of the things that I have going on. So I'm excited to be here and to share with you guys this evening.
Wow. Now, see, you hit on so many things that we need to chime in. But, you know, you hit something that there is powerful because, well, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I'll be transparent for the listeners' audience. I have at least two, maybe three financial planners. And let me tell you, they do try to, and I love their industry. I'm not, you know, saying, but you have to pick the one that is a good fit with you because, you know, I don't, I'll be honest, I don't fit into a box. So a lot of stuff I was doing, they said, oh, no, don't do this. But I like what you said that you actually do it as a custom because my spending is totally different from the next person. And my family, of course, would be different from a person, let's say, in Alaska or somewhere. So I really appreciate that you embrace the difference that we have and you walk with us through that pathway.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, just for an example, when I sit with someone and, you know, you have a person that may be passionate about, you know, I got to get my hair done every 2 weeks. Well, let's put that in there. There's nothing wrong with that because, you know, don't fool yourself. You're going to get your hair done if we put it in your spending plan or not. And I use the word spending plan because budget is so restrictive. So, hey, we're going to plan how you're going to spend your money. So it's less restrictive. And so in going through that plan, but I do, you know, believe in paying yourself. You have to pay yourself. You have to put some money aside. You shouldn't be spending everything that's coming in. Also, when I sit with you and help you put together your spending plan, we talk about multiple streams of income. And that's very important in this day and time because with the economy and people losing their job, you know, it's not like back in the old day where someone worked a job for 20 years and they retired. People change jobs now every, you know, 3 to 5 years. And, you know, you don't know when you may get let go from your job or, you know, they have cuts or downsizing. So just having multiple streams of income so you have a backup in case, you know, something happens and, you know, you lose that stream of income because too many times we live as though nothing's ever going to happen. Everything's always going to be perfect. But unfortunately, things happen. It's not if, but when. And then how you survive is going to be based upon how prepared you are when it happens. So part of being prepared is having a savings, having a reserve account, having those multiple streams of income so you have a backup plan if something happens to your main job or if you have to take, if you get sick and you have to take short-term or long-term disability, we know that they don't pay you 100% of your salary. And so those things can really take someone out if they are not prepared. And so those are the things that I help people plan for and set funds aside for the unexpected, not if it's going to happen, but when it's going to happen.
You said that because, you know, I have to throw this in for my pastor. A lot of times we so spiritually, we're not in the earthly good. You have to do the practical things as well because, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times that when I lost my job over, you know, what, 13 years at that time, I was just truly blessed that I did have a nice savings and I did what you touched on. We're going to talk a little bit more about the multiple streams of income because for 13 years, I thought I was in my purpose. And then now with me being in media and all the other things that God has entrusted me with, I would not be able to do none of that if God didn't steer me in a way to be, you know, people used to call me thrifty and all these other words, but it actually paid off because you know, I mean, serious, because, you know, just to be more transparent, your family, they have things they have to do. And when your elderly, you know, your parents getting older, and my parents listening now, that, you know, I love them dearly, but I don't want my mom, 73, I know she's going to be mad. I told her age, my dad's 80, to try to go back to work because I have to, I don't have a job. So you have to stand up with your big girl draws, as my mom says, and you have to have a plan. And I'm truly grateful that God did steer me in the way that I did have a plan. And then I opened my ears to hear what he had to say, what was my real purpose in life. So we have to be real careful. I think T.D. Jakes said this, I think he said it Sunday in his broadcast. I saw a replay. He said a lot of times we have 1, 2, 3 in our plan, and what God really wants you to do is 3, 2, 1. So we have to listen. What we think we have all planned in a stepwise fashion is not the way it's going to end up being. And not saying what we're thinking is wrong, but God has the ultimate plan, and it's the best plan that's not just helping you, but helping other people and everybody in the world. And so we have
well,
to
you know
that
what
in mind. Comes up.
Yeah, well, you know what, Dr. Sunday, you know what happens a lot of times. We go before God and we say, God, you know, I want you to use me and I want this. And so when we ask for that, then there's a process that we have to go to get there. And we necessarily don't know how God is going to get us there, but he knows what we need to get to that destination that we're believing him for. And so a lot of times it doesn't feel comfortable, and we're like, why are we going through this? Well, you said you wanted to be here, so I'm trying to get you what you need so when you get here, you can handle the money. So we're believing God for overflow. We're believing God to own businesses. But like you said, you got to be faithful over the small. So, you know, you might have to go through a process right now with not much so God can know he can trust you to give you the much. So if you're not faithful now and you're not, you know, listening to God and asking him, okay, what do you want me to do with the funds that you brought into my hands, then why is he going to give you more? Because you're not listening already with, you know, what you already have coming in. So, you know, exactly. So we got to be careful because when you ask for something, believe me, he's going to get it to you, but you might not like what you got to go through to get there because there's a process, you know, and there's an accountability. And even with me being a financial person, I was handling my finances and everything was going good until I lost my job. And then when I lost my job, I wasn't able to pay all the debt that I had created. And I found myself in over $30,000 worth of credit card debt, which I'm like, whoa, I was supposed to be teaching other people, and here I am at $30,000. But, you know, you go to college, you don't know, didn't nobody teach you, you know, free money. They offer you a credit card, you take it. Next thing you know, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I was paying the bill. I was paying the minimum payment. Everything was good till I lost my job and couldn't pay. Then it wasn't good, and they wanted to demand all their money to be paid, and I didn't have it. And so so as a result of that, you know, even me being a financial person, you know, got caught up and said, okay, you know, and God helped deliver me out of it. And that was part of my process so that I can help other people come out of it. And because of my background, I may have came out of it maybe easier than somebody that doesn't have my background. But I believe that anointing of God that he put on me can now have me use this experience to help other people come out of that debt that may say, I don't see a way out. There is a way out.
Yeah, you said that so good because think about it is, and I know it's just, it is what it is, as the kids say. If you actually have a testimony and you have something that you've overcame, you know, or something that you've had a struggle or obstacle with, you know, people will actually listen to you better. Because
exactly.
If you're reading from a book about marriage and, like, you know, and you've never been married, people going to do a double take. They may, you know, listen to what you have to say, but internalize and say, well, hey, she's talking about me. I need to actually apply this to, you know, my life. And that's just, you know, that's what happens in our purpose. We have to go through something so we'll be able to tell somebody else. You know, and I tell people, and people say, well, that's saying that mean I got, no, God will lead you in what you need to say. We're not talking to fine detail, every little dot, every little cross T, but he will let tell you what you need to say and what you don't need to say. Because depending
yes.
on what environment, let's just be real, you don't want to tell all your business like that. And I've learned that so much from the leaders from our church of how what you got to have a spirit of excellence of things that you say and you don't say, because so many people are watching you more than you think they are. And you want to be able to help them in an edifying way and not to deter them from the what God's want. Let's put it that way.
Yes, yes, I agree.
But, you know, it's so amazing. But, you know, guys, we're going to actually take a, you know, we got to give my sponsors and advertisers, I think that I love them that they actually, you know, have the confidence to advertise and sponsor the show. But guess what? We're going to go more in detail about the awesome book. She's been holding back on the book, but she's the awesome book. I love it. And it's easy to read. I mean, very easy to read, and actually it gives us a lot of powerful information that we can really use throughout the year, not just when tax time comes, but throughout the year. And we want to know about the awesome other things that Sandra is doing, but we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting allnationstv.com. That's allnationstv.com.
You guys, you know, we're back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Now, we're getting the awesome information of our finances. We got to have a hold on our finances because it actually tailors and it sets the stage or the atmosphere of our whole life. If we don't have the information of what we need to do in our finances, we're going to not make the right decision. And we have the financial guru here in the house at Good Deeds. We have Miss Sandra Winfrey. She's bringing it to us. Now, she really been holding back a little bit, but now she's going to tell us a little bit more of this awesome book. I actually, I've read it a couple times, and, you know, I hate to say I'm an outliner. So, Sandra, I actually have outlined it and put my postcard and all those kind of things because it was some awesome information that I needed to apply to my life. And one thing I do, I love being a learner. I love to learn things, and my family, so I'm always reading something. But you have to kind of, things you don't know, you need to go to a mentor, or coach, or someone that you can actually get the information to change your life so you can impact other people's lives. So tell us a little bit more about your book.
So the book, I felt led that God had me to write the book because there were people that would come to me because of my financial background, and they would ask me to help them. And I felt like God was telling me that this is a way for me to not only help people that I know, but a lot more people that I may not know that can pick up the book, read it, and make a financial change. So as a result, when I put the book together, my goal was simplicity and understanding. So I had non-financial people actually read the book to ensure that they understood it, because I picked up too many financial books, and you read half of it or not even half, a couple of pages, and you want to put it down because you didn't understand a word that they said. And they use all these big words, and you're supposed to do this. And so it's a very simple, easy read. The book is probably about 60 pages. So very simple. In the beginning, I give you the word of God according to the scriptures, what God says about your finances. I give you meditation scriptures. I share my story. I share how God led me out within the book. After that, I walk you through step by step how to put together your custom spending plan. And I believe in not just, you know, what do you spend each month. I believe that you should create your spending plan based upon how you get paid. So that way, when you get your check, you're not trying to say, okay, well, what am I going to pay? No, you figure that out before you get your check. If you get paid every 2 weeks, then you need to sit down a month in advance and say, these are my two pay dates. These are the due dates of when I have to pay everything. List them out. And you, what you may notice sometimes by doing it in advance is you may have a surplus on one check and not a and shortage on another. But by doing it in advance, you can make the adjustment before you spend the money, because a lot of times we don't look. We just say, oh, okay, oh, I'm short, and I'm going to have to wait. But, you know, that affects your credit. And I talk about that as well in the book, about understanding your credit, getting a copy of your credit report. I also talk about protecting your wealth by having insurance, because that's something that a lot of people don't think about. But insurance is important to protecting your income, because when things happen and you don't have insurance, then it costs you money. And if you don't have a financial reserve, then, you know, those are things that can really affect you financially to change your life or just put you in a bad financial situation. So I talk about those things as well. I talk about if you want to get out of debt, debt strategies. So as she said, it's a small book, but it's power-packed with a lot of good information.
Yeah, it is. It is because, you know, the thing you said is so wonderfully in the beginning, and a lot of financial books, they start off with assets and all this. I'm like, okay, tell me what that is. So a lot of times
exactly.
It's not practical.
Yes, exactly.
We don't understand what they're saying.
Exactly. You are exactly right.
That's just like a medical book. You're giving a medical book to somebody that don't know anything about medical. But I commend you for adding in, the beginning of the book of the spiritual things, because we have to have that in our mindset right so we'll know what to walk through, and the wonderful things that you give us in the book that we walk through, because, you know, as we know, whatever the mind going to think, that's what we're going to end up doing and internalizing in our heart, and next thing you know, that's what we're going to be doing.
Exactly. And since you talked about that, I do have a financial workshop and financial classes, and I do have a 12-week financial boot camp, and one of the things that we start with in that boot camp is understanding your mindset. And we start by saying, where did you learn what you know about money? And it's very emotional, that first session, you know, just peeling back the onion of where you got, you know, what you believed and how you deal with and how you relate to money. And a lot of times it goes back to your childhood. Either your parents didn't share with you about it and you didn't know better, or you might be a generational curse cycle. You know, your parents lived from paycheck to paycheck, and now you find yourself in that same situation. So we come against that. You know, we make confessions that we create that, you know, that we're going to break it. It's going to stop with us, and we're going to go forward, and we're going to overcome these financial challenges that may have that, you know, you may have experienced as a child that you find yourself caught in now, you know, as an adult. So we come against all of that, and we, like she said, we talk about having the right mindset. According to what God's word said, that we line up with that. So you have the spiritual, but then you also have to have the natural. And so in the book, I give you both. In my financial workshop, I give you both, and I help walk you through. And the workshop is for somebody who says, hey, the book is good, but I need somebody to walk me through. I'm the type of person where I need somebody to be accountable. And so the 12-week boot camp does give you that accountability, where I walk you through, and most people say, well, why 12 weeks? Well, it takes 30 days to change a habit. And so in my class, I'm just not about, okay, you went through the class. No, at the end of the 12 weeks, I want you to be able to say, my lifestyle has changed concerning my financial habits, concerning the way I spend money, concerning my mindset about money, how to use money. And so I'm looking for the total transformation, not just I went through the class. And so that's why it's 12 weeks. You can get more information about the class on my website, www.moneymatterscw.com, and you can register for that on as well. It is a virtual class, so you don't have to be in the Georgia area to be a part of the class. It is online and conference calls that we're doing for this class. If you are here local in the Atlanta area, I am having a workshop about positioning yourself for financial increase, a financial workshop at the Sisters House, which is on North Jeff Davis Road, 185 North Jeff Davis Road in Fayetteville, Georgia, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and that's on January the 10th. and you can get more information about that as well on my website under upcoming events. And then I'm also doing something unique. I'm doing a financial chat and coffee with Chandra, and that's on January the 30th at 7 p.m., also at the Sisters' House on Jeff Davis Road in Fayetteville. And with that event, it's a free event where you can come and have real talk about financial concerns and practical solutions. And for the month of January, we'll be discussing credit cards, information you need to know that may not have been shared with you. And me and someone else had a conversation, and believe me, there's a lot of information you need to know that people aren't sharing with you that's affecting your credit. So come out and join me for some of those sessions.
Yeah, that is powerful, because I had to learn. Yes, you know, we got all these credit cards in college, but it's some of them, and there are particular ones that you shouldn't cancel. Some of them you
exactly.
need to keep, because if you cancel those cards, you're going to mess your credit. I think I had at least two gas cards, and I had, not to say the names, but, you know, the low kind of discount clothing store, and
yes.
then the top of the ones in the mall, I had all, I was good, anyway. And you know, and then when I got the top credit cards, the goals and all this, you really have to be meticulous and read that fine print that they saying in there. And then I kind of like to do, like one of the credit cards do, is pay off everything at the end of the month, but that's not wise depending on
exactly.
what credit card that is. So you guys really, let me see. I'm going to have to see if I'm in time that week. I need to make sure I'm on point. You know, because I ended up, and I'll just be transparent, I really just have two credit cards. Now, I had to just break it on down because it was getting to the point when you have so much there, I'll just be honest, it's a temptation that you're
yes.
going to spend more. And I had to get, you referred to earlier about carrying cash or not. I have to limit mine to $20 cash.
Because
uh-huh. if I do more than that, and you know, it's gone. Or I do something that I, you know, that's not on my list. Because that's very powerful what she said, ladies and gentlemen, about writing it down. Because if I write it down, I actually, that's accountability to me. That's what kind of person I am. So I turn around and say, oh, well, I don't need this. And then especially, and I think I told Chandra this before, I didn't have a budget, unfortunate, and I know that's not the spirit of excellence, when I was working full-time. Because I was making six figures. I didn't go out and buy a Maserati or something like that, but I didn't have a budget. And, you know, this was a very learning experience in my process, that you got to have a budget, you got to have a budget, you got to have a budget.
Or you can have a spending plan, whichever works for you. You got to have a plan.
I like yours
at the end of the
day.
I love the spending plan
that you're saying.
Yes, you got to have a plan.
That's amazing.
Because if you don't have a plan, you don't know where you're going. It's almost like you wouldn't want somebody
there
to build your house without a plan. You know, ain't no telling
yeah,
what your house
Lord.
Gonna come out looking like. You got to have a plan.
That's right. That's right. You got to have a vision. Write it down. Make it plain. That's what
that's
it says.
Right.
But tell us, Chandra, tell us, we thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds, but please tell us your contact information one more time, please.
Yes. You can reach out to me on my website, www.moneymattercw.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, Chandra Winford. I have a couple of testimonies posted out there from a couple of ladies that went through my first financial boot camp. So you can go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page, Chandra Winford, to see those videos and testimonials as well. I am on Instagram, Chandra Winford.
Well, we just thank you so much for taking time out and being a good deed. I've taken a lot of notes, and I know everybody has as well. But we just thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed being on the show.
All right. You guys, you know we bring you information here so you can actually, we got to motivate, we got to inspire, we got to educate, and we got to make sure we actually make the wise decision. The things we learn, we have to apply to our lives and not be stubborn and say, hey, I need to apply this to our life. But you know, this is Good Deeds, and you know how to get in contact with us, which is www.renee.com. LoveTalkRadio.sunday.com. You can get more information about our upcoming shows. You can get more information about how to be advertised with us, sponsor a show or sponsor any TV shows. If you have any events, let us know about that. And we got a big surprise that's coming up in the next couple of days on the website. We're actually releasing a couple of e-zines. And what that is, you know, you get your magazine, but it's digital and it's interactive. We actually will be sending you information about that. But check out our website. It'll be up there, which is www.reneesunday.com. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I love you, love you, love you. And this is Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Want internet that works whenever you need it? Xfinity Internet delivers reliably fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone is online at the same time. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 11-18-15. Restrictions apply. New Economy Plus Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.